Jamaica has been working to establish itself as a major international financial center, seeking to compete with the likes of the Bahamas, the Cayman Islands, as well as Switzerland. On today's edition of Going for Growth, we highlight the progress being made by government and other affiliated agencies to realize this objective. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. The government continues to emphasize that the goal to achieve sustained economic growth for Jamaica will be led by the private sector. The goal is to create the ideal environment for private sector companies to flourish as they do business. A key component of efforts to encourage investments by both local and international private sector interests involves strengthening the country's banking and related financial systems. According to Chairman of the Jamaica International Financial Services Authority, JIFSA, Eric Crawford, Jamaica is progressing steadily towards its objective of becoming a globally reputable financial center. This on the back of several reforms carried out in recent years. A significant indicator of this success is the country's recent ranking by the Global Forum on Transparency and Exchange of Information for Tax Purposes.
Jamaica ranks very highly in the assessment of the Global Forum. In our latest ranking, we were ranked largely compliant. We are ranked at the same level as the United States. The US was only largely compliant in the last rankings. I believe in the Caribbean, Cayman Islands was the only other jurisdiction that was ranked largely compliant. I think most of our neighbors were ranked partially compliant.
Steps are being taken to address the three issues which prevented the country from attracting the highest ranking of fully compliant. Jamaica is expected to complete this process in time for the next review in 2017. Mr. Crawford is particularly proud of efforts made to protect Jamaica's financial system against abuse from illegal and unethical activities.
We don't see ourselves as creating a jurisdiction that facilitates tax evasion. And that's one of the major concerns of the Global Forum and the world community. And we have signed up so far for the exchange of information on demand, global standard, to requiring jurisdictions to sign up to exchange of information automatically. Okay. And we are already complying with that.
Jamaica is also signatory to over 12 tax treaties, allowing for the sharing of information with tax authorities in other territories. Relevant laws are being amended to enable government to better police attempts to utilize shell companies. Local income tax legislation was also reformed to strengthen the government's ability to investigate suspicious cases.
Change our income tax legislation, I think it was in 2014, to allow our revenue to investigate the affairs, say a business or an individual, even where they don't have what is called a tax interest. Normally, you would only be investigated by your tax authority, mm-hmm. by Jamaican tax mm-hmm. authority, if Jamaica has a tax interest in you.
Mr. Crawford also highlights the consistently high caliber of personnel the country keeps generating. This, in conjunction with the country's intrinsic benefits, are making a strong case for Jamaica around the world.
We have a very large cadre of very skilled professionals. We have over 1,200 accountants who are trained and are as qualified as accountants anywhere in the world. We have a lot of foreigners who are looking at Jamaica now for that reason. We are closest to the largest market in the world. Mm-hmm. We are 1.5 mm-hmm. from the largest market in the world. Mm-hmm. We have a first world telecommunications and internet capability. So we have all of those attributes.
The JIFSA chairman is confident that on its current trajectory, Jamaica will soon be firmly established as a credible and reputable international financial center, attracting business from all over the world.
There is a set of established standards for judging jurisdictions mm-hmm. as to whether they are conducting their affairs in a legitimate and an acceptable manner or not. And Jamaica is right up there with any jurisdiction, certainly in this part of the world.
Chairman of the Jamaica International Financial Services Authority, JIFSA, Eric Crawford. Offered. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for listening. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Going for Growth.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.